Hello to your beautiful eyebrow echo. It's Crystal Rosas back with another episode of Crystal's Nightcap. Tonight's a review of the Super Bowl and the weekend's performance. Is A-Rod cheating on J-Lo, the Gorilla Glue girl, and more.
Sit back, relax. It's Crystal's Nightcap.
Oh, yes, we is happy Monday night or Tuesday or wherever you're listening. Thank you for being here. If you haven't yet, please subscribe, share the podcast with your friends if you are really liking it. I'm live on Wild and New for 9 on your radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to midnight. And on the free iHeartRadio app, I'm also on multiple markets on the weekend. So check out my socials for which ones and what times. On everything, I'm at La Crystal Rosas. And if you can, leave a nice little comment wherever you can on this podcast and rate me 5 stars. It really helps me out. Hope that you had a great weekend. I just did some chilling with the family per usual with my mom, my little cousin Esteban, my dad, my abuelitos, and my brother, and it was chill. Nothing crazy. You guys do know that my online boutique is now open. Can you believe that? Like, I really have my own online boutique. You can check out all the products that I have for sale at lacrystalrosas.com/shop, or just go to the main website and then click on the shop tab. I'm so thankful for everyone who's been sending positive vibes and have been supporting me with a like, a comment, a share, a buy. Thank you so, so much. I'm really proud of what I put out, and I'm really excited to share stuff that I love with you to bring a little extra, a little pizzazz, a little bling to your life. So go check out the products. Again, those are all up at lacrystalrosas.com/shop. Now we're getting into it. We're just going to go straight there, okay? Sharing the chisme. This is where I talk about celebrity news, what's viral and trending. We're getting into it right meow.
Yo, have you seen this?
Did she just?
No. Really?
Oh my God, look
at
this. I can't
believe it.
We're sharing the chisme.
We sharing the chisme.
Oh, yes, we is. Okay, we're going to start off with what everyone was talking about, memeing about, watching the Super Bowl halftime with The Weeknd. Now, let me just tell you, if it was me and I was performing for the Super Bowl halftime, I would do exactly what The Weeknd did. I am not sharing the stage with nobody. You know, you get like less than 10 minutes. This is probably the biggest stage in the whole world to be on. And a lot of performers that perform for the halftime like to, you know, share a song here or there. They like to, you know, bring an artist or a few artists to put on for their remixes or just to put on in general. And even though that is fine and nice and yay, that's cute. No, like it. I'm actually really proud that The Weeknd decided to do the whole halftime show solo dolo, because I think that's what needed to be done. Like, he said that he wanted to perform the songs he wanted to perform and that there wasn't going to be enough time to bring someone else out here and run around. And plus it's COVID. So that's a whole other, you know, thing on top of all of this. So he was like, I'm going to do the halftime show by myself. Now, I think by now we've all seen it. If you haven't, go to lacrystalrosas.com because I put the performance up there. How did you feel about it? Because when I went on Twitter, I saw a lot of people that loved it. Everyone was like, yes, The Weeknd, yes. People were comparing it to Michael Jackson. I was like, whoa. Now, first, let me tell you how I feel about The Weeknd himself. At first, like, I wasn't the biggest The Weeknd fan. He got really big with that song, Cause No, You're Worth It, like during the 50 Shades of Grey time. And I like really didn't care for him too much. Like, he was a little slow for me, but his recent album that he put out last year was like a little more 80s, a little more upbeat, a little more fun. And then his most recent song, Save Your Tears, I'm a big fan of. Like, I really do like that song. I just feel like, I don't know. I'm a fan of The Weeknd. I think he's cool. I think his art is great. I think he's always different when it comes to performances. If you've ever seen him on SNL or when he performed for some award shows this year and he had to do it virtually, I thought those were great. So I thought he was going to bring a lot to this halftime performance. But I will say he did a great job. Like, he did a good job. I think he did what he had to do. I just felt like he could have gone harder. Like, I know he did put $7 million of his own money into this performance. We talked about that on Thursday night. But I just feel like, I don't know, I feel like something was missing. He opened where he was sitting on the big billboard at the arena. And then he didn't really fall down. He, like, plopped into his stage, which had, like, a whole bunch of different, like, cyborg-looking robots. A lot of people, like, a lot of behind-the-scenes performers. And I told you guys that I really wanted backstage dancers. And I kind of wanted to see him dance. But remember, I'm someone who has made fun of and trolled him for trying to dance when he really can't. But I think he's been taking some dance lessons because he was on beat. My mom said that he was looking kind of like a wannabe Michael Jackson. So he was trying. His set was, it kind of looked like New York apartments, and then they were all lit up in the background. It was like one big panel behind him. That was cool. He had like a shiny jacket and he was wearing red and black. That was cool. His face looked beautiful. His face looked really, really good. He had a whole mirror maze situation going on in the back, and that was memed so many times since yesterday. I thought that part was kind of cool with all the, like, weekend clones coming in, you know, with the face bandages and all that. And then what I thought was really cool is how he brought out so many people. Like, he brought out all these weekend dancers, and they covered the entire field. Like, that looked really lit. That was awesome. I just did kind of wish that he did a little more. Like, by the time it ended, I was like, is that it? Like, is that it? Even my little cousin Esteban, he was like, that's not it. Like, that's not it. But that, it was it. Like, he performed his big hits. I think he performed maybe like three, like four songs, maybe five. His vocals were on point. I don't know. I just feel like I wanted more. I did kind of want more. But again, we are in the middle of a pandemic. I suppose you can only do so much. I think it was cool how he incorporated all of his dancers with face masks. That was smart so that he didn't get no hate for none of that. Like, everyone that was part of his crew mask, even though it looked like bandages on their faces, but that's his aesthetic. I don't know. I just feel like I wanted maybe more stages or just more different things. I was really only wowed when I saw all the people on the field, like all his dancers on the field. I was like, whoa, this is crazy. This is cool. That was really the only wow time, like the wow when I was like, whoa, that's a lot. And then it just ended and I was like, I kind of wanted more. So I don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, he's not. He like I said, I like his performances because he's usually different. And I just didn't see anything that crazy stood out to me. Like, I don't think this is going to go down as one of, like, the best halftimes ever. Like, I really don't even think we're going to, like, remember it after a few years. But he did what he had to do. He did his thing. He has a handful of hits, so he could only do so much. I think he did what he had to do. Was it my favorite performance in the world? No. Did I kind of want more from him? Yes. I think, but does he even really have songs with other people? I can't even remember. Like, I don't even think he has that many songs that are big that he's a feature or has features on. So I can't even in my head see anyone else that he would team up and work with. He is kind of a solo guy. But, I mean, he did it. He did the halftime. Congratulations to him. The commercials, how about the sync of the Super Bowl commercials? Any that stood out to me? The Matthew McConaughey one about the 3D Doritos. That was cool. It made me want to go out and buy some 3D Doritos. That was lit. And yeah, I think that's pretty much it. I mean, I feel like this year, a lot of people weren't too excited about the Super Bowl. But maybe it's because this was Tom Brady's seventh time playing. Maybe it's because there weren't any teams from the Bay that I really cared about, or like any teams that I cared about. Yeah, I feel like there wasn't that much hype around the Super Bowl this year, but it happened nonetheless. It was the first Super Bowl during this panoramic. So I think that the stadium was filled to like 25%. Is that what they said? 20%, 25%. There's a lot of cardboard cutouts. That was cool. Oh, and then of course, the guy that streaked the field. There is a guy from Vitaly TV who used to be like a big YouTube prankster, and now he's moved on to kind of more adult content. And he had some, like, he's been kicked out of so many stadiums that he can't even run on the state on the field anymore himself, Vitaly. So he had, I guess, a friend or someone that he paid to run on the field in a like Borat looking thong onesie, in a pink one, and that was really fun. Like, I think that was probably the best part of the entire Super Bowl. Yeah, me and my mom and my dad and my little cousin Esteban and my grandparents were at the house. I made my little charcuterie board, and it was a good time. We had some chicken wings. It was low-key. Little, you know, Super Bowl at the house. You don't want to be around too many people without masks because we are still in the middle of a panty. So that was cool. And now I'm excited to see what the plans are for next year. Of course, our own Her from Vallejo, Grammy Award winning artist Her. She did America the Beautiful. She performed that and she had her guitar out there. What a queen. And Jasmine Sullivan, she sang with a different country artist and they did a little duet. I don't know why they needed to do that. Like, I don't know why they needed two people to sing the Star Spangled Banner. But Jasmine did a great job. And the country guy, I really didn't know who he was, but he did a good job too with his guitar. So there was Super Bowl 2021. One for the books. I don't know. I feel like this Super Bowl wasn't too memorable. There was a lot of cardboard cutouts. I saw like little Yachty up in there. Some YouTubers were up in there. That was fun to see people in the cardboard cutouts. But that's a little Super Bowl recap. What do you think? Do you completely disagree with me and think that The Weeknd was just like Michael Jackson? It was the best performance ever. Do you think I'm going a little too hard on him? I think his vocals were great. I wish he would have maybe done some outfit changes. I mean, for me, the best of all time was Lady Gaga. Like, my dad and I have seen Lady Gaga. My dad still has that on the DVR, her halftime performance, and we watch it all the time. Sometimes I'm at the house, my dad's just watching it. So for me, like, the bar is set at Lady Gaga's Super Bowl performance. That was my all-time favorite. And then people were bringing up how Beyonce, I mean, she did not headline. Beyonce did not headline when she did the Super Bowl. It was Coldplay. And that was here in San Francisco. So, well, in at Levi Stadium. But yes, Beyonce's was really good too when she did the whole Bruno Mars back and forth. But other than those, I mean, I don't think The Weeknd was really up to par to Beyonce, TBH. TBH, sorry, not trying to get dragged. Just saying how I feel. You let me know what you think. How did you feel about it? Do you think he did a great job? Do you agree that it was kind of subpar? Like I said, we are in the middle of panties, so there's only so much you can do. But I was really happy with the part where he had all those dancers that came out of nowhere and they were just they took up the whole field. That's lit. That was really big lit. So again, let me know what you think. You know to find me everywhere. I'm at La Crystal Rosas. Okay, enough Super Bowl talk. Now let's get into some real good steamy chisme that has to do with J-Lo, Jenny from the Block, and A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez. So we know that they have been dating for quite some time now. Like, not gonna lie, they've been engaged since this past December of 2020, and they've been dating for like months before that. They look really happy on social media. They're always like lovey-dovey. They even post like TikToks together. They blend their family. So J-Lo and A-Rod's kids, they all hang out together. I love to see it. I feel like they are like such a good looking couple. Like, he is bad and she is B-A-triple-D. So they look great together, and he's very supportive of her and she is of him as well. Like, whenever she has anything going on, he's always there. When she sang at the inauguration of Joe Biden, he was over there holding her hand. And I love to see them together because they just look like a beautiful couple. But there might be trouble in paradise. There are rumors that A-Rod allegedly cheated on J-Lo with this reality TV star. She stars on this show called Southern Charm. Her name is Madison LaCroix. And according to A-Rod and his team, they're saying no. Like, they are not dating. Don't worry about it. But Madison over here, she's saying that the two have been getting to know each other, but nothing physical has been going on. And then another source close to A-Rod is saying that, you know, that A-Rod doesn't even know LaCroix like that. The LaCroix, this is reminding me of that drink. The sources closest to A-Rod are saying that he doesn't even know LaCroix like that, but he, quote, may have liked a couple of her Instagram pictures. I have a few things to say about all of this, okay? Now, Madison LaCroix, why is she out here talking about A-Rod saying that they're getting to know each other? If this man is a whole engaged man and he's engaged to J-Lo, like, you as a woman don't need to be getting to know an engaged man. Like, what is... Like, what's that about? I think that's weird. And A-Rod's over here, a whole engaged man, liking a single lady's photos on Instagram. This is why Instagram is such a problem. Like, when I get in a relationship, I'm sorry, my dude is not even going to have an Instagram because that's just too much. Like, that is embarrassing. If I was J-Lo, I'm going to be like, what's up with that? Like, there's rumors that you're over here talking to her, getting to know her, and then you're over here liking her pics on IG. Like, what's going on here? I think it's sus, and I know there's a lot of people who think that girls who get jealous about when guys like or don't like photos on Instagram, it's a sign of insecurity. I just don't understand what's the necessity. Like, why do guys feel the need to like a picture of another female that's not them? Like, I don't get it. I don't understand. I'm not over here liking gray sweatpants, liking six packs. Like, why does a man need... feel the need to do that and show attention to another female? Like, it's bad enough that IG is filled with everything that we see on the timeline anyways. Like, there is temptation anywhere, but now to go put an action on it, like, in my eyes, that's like you're walking and you see a girl and you just give her a thumbs up. Like, what is that? Why what's the need here? J-Lo, you need to look through his phone. That's what you need to do, sis. You need to look through his phone because she is too grown to be having these grown men over here liking girls' pictures that aren't hers. That's just my own philosophy. Like, I don't think that's appropriate. I would feel embarrassed if I was J-Lo. I don't know what kind of relationship they have, but that is not okay to me. That would really trigger me and get me angry and make me feel dumb and patient about this. Yeah, why are they getting to know each other? What do you need to know? If this is a whole single woman, why do you need to have a friendship with someone that's... I do not understand that. Like, I don't know about this. I don't know. I mean, we'll see. Like I said, according to his people, he doesn't even know her, but he's over here liking her pictures on social media. So apparently he does know her. And J-Lo's over here performing at inaugurations and whatnot. And A-Rod's over here in the front row liking other girls' pictures. These are whole problems that I do not want to have when I decide to get into a relationship with someone else. Like, that is why I really just have not been trying to date or talk to people right now. That's just too much. I hate that whole conversation. You know that I went through a whole breakup because of Instagram, and that's not a good feeling. I don't think that's fair. I don't know. What do you think? Am I being too crazy? Maybe, but I don't see the need of someone having to like someone else and give someone else attention. That's not you. Like I said, there's enough temptations out there as it is. So J-Lo, you better either hire a PI or wait till he's asleep and put his phone to his face so that you can unlock that thing and see what's going on in the DMs. I like those guys who have like 100 followers and are like have like 3 posts on their Instagram. Like, that's what I'm trying to be on, if I'm being 100%, because there's too much foolery going around on Instagram for my taste. That's just me, though. It's tough. And us ladies, we know, like, we are getting DMs every other day from heart eyes and water emojis and tongues from these guys who have, like, a date in their bio, like, 4/15. 2017, and then like a lock, and then like a key, and then a girl's Instagram handle in the bio, and he's over here sending whole DMs to you with heart eyes and squirt emojis. Like, what is that? I remember I was talking to Selena from the morning show, and she wanted to go on and just expose these guys. I'm like, sis, no, you are going to ruin families. Like, you are going to ruin relationships. Like, do not expose these guys. And she's like, if my man was out here sending squirt emojis to other girls and I didn't know, and I'm over here in his bio, like, I would like to know. I would like to know. Trust me, I would like to know too. That's why I'm saying you need a whole open phone policy. And even with the open phone policies, people be weaseling. They be having 2 phones. He can have a whole phone hidden under his car seat in his car. Every time he hops in, he's over here liking, you know, booty pics. It's scary out here. It's scary out here when it comes to social media and all that stuff. I don't know. I'm not the one who's going to want to expose, though. Like, I just, I'm just going to say that you got to be Snoopy. You got to hire that PI, you know. You got to make a fake profile of an Instagram girl, and then you got to slide into his DMs and see how he acts. That's what I would say. Try to catch him in that. I don't know. It's tough, though. It is really tough. So hope, and there's been so many breakups because of Instagram. Like, is it not enough? Is it not enough to just be with the person that you're with? No, you got to be over here liking booty pics and silhouette challenges and busset challenges. Go into your man's phone, go into Instagram and the search bar, and then put in hashtag, and then you'll see what his most recent hashtags are. And I guarantee you, it's the silhouette or busset challenge. That's what you should do. I also learned this other hack that if you go into their text messages and you put a period. So go into like someone's text here. Go into your text messages right now. Right. And then go and act like you're going to write a new text. Now, just press the where it says two, you know, where you write a phone number or put a person. Just press the period. And the last person that they text and like the most frequent person they text is going to come up first. So even if the person. Even if that person deleted their text messages, when you press the period, it'll come up, either that number or name. So you should try that. You should try that. I don't know, J-Lo. Like, what would J-Lo do? Because, I mean, J-Lo can really get any guy she wants. So A-Rod ain't none to J-Lo. Like, J-Lo can be with any. J-Lo was with Drake. You know what I'm saying? Like, J-Lo's been from the top of the barrel. She had Mark Anthony, she got everybody. A-Rod, he's just another one. Ain't new, sis. Go find another one. Go find a billionaire like Mariah Carey. That's my goal. Anyways, yeah, you let me know what you think about that. Will you be okay with your man's over here, you know, getting to know someone else or letting a lady tell your engaged man over here running her mouth saying that we're getting to know each other? Would you be okay with that? Would you be okay with your partner's close friends saying that he might have liked a picture too? He might have liked that busset challenge. Go check out what she looks like on the page too. She's over here doing those booty workouts. She looks fine. Yeah, she's pretty. Not gonna lie, she's pretty. So yeah, that's what I have to say about that. Let me know what you think. All those details are on the page, lacrystalrosas.com. You know where to find me at lacrystalrosas. Let's get to this Gorilla Glue girl. I. You know who I'm talking about. Her let's share her name. Tessica Brown. Pobrecita, poor thing. You guys already saw the video where she was out here trying to lay her hair, trying to make her hair look snatched and pulled really slick back in that ponytail. She ran out of hair gel and then just grabbed Gorilla Glue thinking that would be a good idea. And now her head is like cement. She has cement head hair and it is a hot mess. She tried everything to take it out. She tried to put conditioner in it. It would not budge. Ultimately, she had to make her way to the ER, where the ER, they gave her packets of rubbing alcohol wipes and like distilled water. Okay, they're like, here, we're gonna give you some water and some wipes. Good luck. She said at the ER, the only thing that was happening when they were trying to like get the glue off is that the glue would just kind of get a little tacky again, but then it would dry back up. Like it, they said it was. It's tough out here now. A few things have been going on. There has been backlash against Gorilla Glue. People are saying, why aren't you saying anything? Why aren't you doing anything? And from my acknowledgement, from what I know, Gorilla Glue did, like, within that day or two, because this happened a few days ago, tell everyone, like, oh, my God, just reminding you, please don't put this on your hair, skin, eyes, mouth, ears, anything like that. This is not meant for your body. And again, they have put out a, you know, sorry post saying that they're really sorry and aware of the situation. she says this is unique because, the Gorilla Glue, they say this is unique because our product is not, this product is not indicated for use in or on hair because it is considered permanent. Our warning label does state do not swallow, get in eyes or skin or on your clothing. It is used for crafts at home, for your car, things like that. We are glad to see her most recent video that Miss Brown has received medical treatment from her local medical facility and wish her the best. Now, Tessica says this is not enough. Okay, she's upset. Other than the fact that this woman, congrats to her, she has over now 500,000 followers on Instagram and is verified. Like, would you go bald for 500,000 followers and to be verified on Instagram? Absolutely. However, she's still not happy. She's not happy with Gorilla Glue, and she's saying that she might sue them. She might sue them because even though on the bottle it says that you're not supposed to put on your skin, eyes, or clothing, it does not say anything about hair. So she's over here at the doctor's burning from the alcohol. She's over here days and days with this stuck on her head. And it's looking like she's going to probably have to go bald, poor thing. That's really tough. Now, does this warrant a lawsuit? What do you think? I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no because... And people are also getting mad about the shape of the product. They're like, it looks like hairspray. It's a bottle and it's a spray feature. Duh, like people can mistake it for hairspray. No, it says Gorilla Glue on it. Like, I'm not buying this whole lawsuit. I think that this is definitely a money grab. Sis, I think that you need to take your 500K followers. You need to take your verified account. And you need to team up with some, like, edge and oil company or make your own. I know a lot of people make their own like hair regrowth stuff, and you need to start selling that, queen. You need to make your money off of your new Instagram following. There has been a crowd fund that was put together on GoFundMe, and they've raised over $9,000 for her. So that's pretty cool. That's definitely gonna help out for her medical bills if they are that big. But as far as her doing a whole lawsuit and getting money out of Gorilla Glue, I'm just going to say that's just too much of a money grab. Don't waste your time with the lawyers. Don't waste your money on the lawyers. Don't waste your time going to court. I do not think you're going to win. I don't think Gorilla Glue needs to be putting on their bottles that it's not meant for hair or eyelashes. Like, where do you stop? You know, like, where do you stop? Now, you guys know that I like to put... I love to have my nails long. My girl Betty Cakes, shout out to Betty Cakes. She's the one who does my nails. She is my exclusive nail tech. And sometimes, you know, because I have very brittle nails, you guys know this, with my thalassemia, my anemia, my low iron, I have like bad hair, skin, and nails. So I try to take those little iron supplements, but my nails are very, very brittle. So acrylic nails come off me very easily. I keep that crazy glue on deck. Nail glue does not do it for me. I'm going to put crazy glue on there, and if for whatever reason the crazy glue ends up yanking off my nail, I'm not going to sue crazy glue just because it doesn't explicitly say on the bottle, don't put it on my nails. It's not nail crazy glue. It is just regular crazy glue, and I'm not telling you to do this. Don't do it like that. It can really be bad for you, but I'm not going to sue crazy glue if my nail gets ripped off because it says on the bottle, you know, it doesn't say on the bottle not to put it on my nails. So that's kind of how I feel about this. What do you think? Do you think that Gorilla Glue should be more explicit on their instructions and where not to put this Gorilla Glue hairspray? You let me know what you think. You know where to find me on everything. I'm at La Crystal Rosas. And all the stories that I talked about right now and more are on the page, LaCrystalRosas.com. I finally put out my online boutique. I told you guys I was doing it, and I finally did it. And thank you to everyone who has ordered. I have some little orders that I went to the post office and to go drop those off to. So thanks everyone who's been showing love and giving love to everything that's on the site, LaCrystalRosas.com. I'm finally showing you guys what I've been working on for a long time. I'm getting a lot of love on the face masks. I'm getting a lot of love on the sunglasses and the cute little fanny pack and little pack that I have out. So go check out what I have for sale at LaCrystalRosas.com. LaCrystalRosas.com/shop. That's where you can see it. And yes, y'all, there it is. Please subscribe to Crystal's Nightcap if you haven't yet. Share the podcast with your friends if you're really liking it. I'm live on the radio in San Francisco right here on Wild 94.9, Monday through Friday, 7 to midnight. I'm also on the free iHeartRadio app on multiple markets on the weekend, so check me out there. Leave 5 stars on the podcast, a nice little review that helps out. And that is that on that. I love you, and I'll see you on the next one. Mwah.